Voices of Today presents Australian Christmas Yarns, Volume 2, by Mary Grant Bruce. Narrated by Dennis Daly and Sarah Backwaller. Foreword. Mary Grant Bruce, one of Australia's best-known authors of children's literature, was born Minnie Grant Bruce, near Sale in Victoria, Australia, on the 24th of May, 1878. Her parents were Eyre Lewis Bruce, a surveyor from County Cork in Ireland, and Mary Atkinson Bruce. Her grandfather was the squatter, William Whittakers, who bought the Snowy River Run in 1839 and who later had, successively, Tombong Station and Tubbutt Station, all in the Snowy River catchment area. Later he had Fernhill Station in Gippsland, Victoria. Mary began writing when she was 6, and, from age 16, she entered and won the annual examinations of the Melbourne Shakespeare Society 3 times in a row, whilst still a schoolgirl. From 1910 through to 1942, Mary Grant Bruce wrote a total of 38 children's novels, including the 15 Billabong books, which followed the fortunes of the Linton family and their friends through war, drought, and adventure upon adventure. She also wrote about 300 short stories and articles. Over 3 million of Mary Grant Bruce's books were sold during her lifetime. She was enormously popular with children. They often inundated her when she was signing copies of her books at schools and libraries. This volume offers a collection of Mary Grant Bruce's short stories, originally published in Australian newspapers. It follows on from Australian Christmas Yarns, Volume 1, and offers stories aimed at a slightly older audience, exploring themes of loss and aspiration, despair and redemption, all set within great Australian landscapes, on land and on sea. We hope you enjoy them. A Coastwise Christmas. "It's beautiful, isn't it, darling?" she asked.
"Perfect,"
he assented, and added a little hastily,
"Love?"
They were sitting in a nook of the hummocks, looking out upon a view that comprehended the long wash of Australasian seas. The green rollers came tumbling in below them, their crests advancing and creaming upon the hard yellow sand, then slipping back with much haste and flurry into the Southern Ocean. It seemed to Herbert Forrester that there was a certain sameness.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?